This is episode 9, Nate Ant's podcast. Why am I doing that voice? I don't know. But I'm so sorry. I didn't do the podcast for a very long time, and this is episode 9, and it is called Really Risque. So anyway, long time no see. I was busy doing something else. By the way, are you in love? Are you in love? First guy I dated, he was really into Game of Thrones. So we were sexting. I didn't want to, but you don't date an American and talk about crab rangoon recipe. Sexting is weird. You can say anything except I love you. So first boyfriend, you'd have that, you know, awkward I love you. You know, we used to say like drag queens who hate each other in a drag race. Love on you, I love you. Oh, Cece, I love you too, mwah, mwah. So we kind of have it in mind. No, we don't love. It's just all about lust. You know, about intercourse. We were fuck buddies. So after sexting ended, after, you know, when you stopped sexting, and then you got to meet each other, and back then we decided that oh here's Nate, here's, you know, here's I don't wanna, you know, expose my first boyfriend's real name, so I'm going to let him go by what is the weirdest name ever? Derek. Okay. Please let me Derek. So Derek said to me that Nate, please be my imagination forever, cause we are in no way fitting for a coitus. Your hand job is too dry. And I was like, oh really? Did you know that you boast a lot about your dick? I was expecting a pickle-long, but you are just a mini sausage. Oh no, you shouldn't. You should have not done that, bragging about your dick. Seriously, I would add that to the law, you know. Dick brag, finest 2 grands. Dick brag that leads into marriage. That would be illegal reason. Another reason for, you know, getting a divorce. What about that, huh? So, you know, guys, please don't dick brag, and please don't allow me to have power or authority. I am so fucking weird. Bad weird. I don't know what I would do to people. So, and then we didn't have intercourse though, first boyfriend. We, you know, let's just not talk about it. So, sometimes later, like years, a few years passed, and then I found myself so desperate, and I was downloading Tinder application in the App Store, and you know, I think I usually think before I do something, I think twice about going to a bathroom in a shopping mall, but somehow your genetic reproduction system, or just your horny what would I call that, the horny gland in your brain, the part of your brain where, you know, that really need to reproduce. I'm Asian, you know, please forgive me. So that part of my brain told me, no, it didn't tell me, but it took control over my body, and there I found myself registering for a Tinder account. It's not actually it's just, you know, it's just like a little bit of connection between the Tinder app and Facebook, and I was like, what the fuck did I do? So I was in there for, and exact one day, so yeah, totally that would count at just a night. So I downloaded the app, and then I connected with my Facebook account, which, by the way, I didn't have a profile picture. Imagine someone who's a total privacy freak, and then the reproduction part of his or her brain just took control, and then, you know. So I literally had no idea what to do in there on Tinder. So here's what I did. So first guy, he was like a senior at my college or something, and we have this weird funny page on Facebook as a common interest, and I was like, is that all? And he looked too good for me, so I pressed the cross button, the X. I X'd him out. He looked too good, and I wouldn't dare to converse with him, and I have no idea how to use Tinder. So yep, I press X, and after that I saw some of the Arabian guy who stated in his biography biography. No ladyboys and no trams. And I was like, if you really wanna fuck, then, you know, it doesn't fucking matter. That was, you know. And I was like, oh, that's a whole new world to me, where you can, like, you know, that's getting so dramatic. So it's really whole new world for me, where you can order a dish and just say, I don't want this and I don't want that. So, and then I was like, oh fuck, what am I doing? What exactly am I doing? What do I want from Tinder application? So I asked myself, and the answer is just an experience to brag on my Facebook timeline or my wall. And I was like, okay, we're doing this for this time only. This is just a one-time thing. And you know, I freaked out. So after a couple of, you know, sliding and pressing X's, I found a guy, and we were a match. So we were a match, and, you know, he is Japanese, and in his biography, he said things like work hard, play hard, or something like that. And he was not the, you know, handsome surfer or anything, just a hardworking guy, a regular Japanese guy. And I was like, yeah, this would do. And then we liked each other, and he was my first guy on Tinder. He liked me too. So anyway, I don't know that he liked me, because in my Tinder profile, I put the picture of myself, and that picture was taken at a Japanese tourist attraction, like some place, some historical tourist attraction, and that I don't even give a fuck to go in. And I was like, I was in Japan with my sister, and we were trying to, you know, go to some places, some popular places, and then we decided, oh, it's not worth it. And then we just took a couple of pictures, and then, you know, get back to our room. And yeah, so I don't know. I was not sure that he liked me on Tinder, because he is a nationalist, or that I'm beautiful, or he liked that I am not beautiful, or what. So, and I didn't send a message, and then I deleted my account. Yep, that's the end of story. I was a scaredy cat. You know, fuck it. Who needs Tinder? With Tinder, I don't have. I'm not gonna have a soulmate or anything in any way. So let's just, you know, save my time for some solitary lives, you know. Yeah, that's what I do. It sounds so fucking sad and pathetic and lonely. And this is a fucking comedy podcast. So I'm just gonna turn it to something funny real quick. I can't think of any, but I'm trying to. So here's what's funny. You know what funny is, every single time I overload myself with Coke, you know, the pop soda, just any kind, just, you know, Coca-Cola or, you know, cola, just cola. So every time I drink cola, I am high. It's not like marijuana high, but I will be so energetic. You know, I would dance like every time I have beer. I don't dance, but when I have Coca-Cola, I dance because. And Coke, there is a whole fucking lot of sugar, and you know, and I can't stand sugar, so I dance. Yeah, I fucking dance, and I dance, and there's this there's this weird fucking day when, you know, you celebrate something, like, and you have pizza, and you eat pizza, and you drink Coke, and that's the opportunity to see me drunk, like, really. You see me. I am so boring with alcohol, but with Coke, like the usual occasion, just have Coke and have fun. And people be like, "Hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you so talkative? And are you high? Are you high or something?" And that was like, that's not you at all. Did you have, you know, rum and coke or what? And I was like, no, that was just pure coke, pure cola. And they'd be like, "Nah, I don't believe you. I don't believe you." And, you know, so some people would think that I'm a pusher, but I am not a pusher. You know, when you have that kind of friend that who looks like a nerd and doesn't talk much but sells drugs. And I'm not that. I'm not that at all. So so far I am still I'm still chased, of course. The chaste, another word for not losing your virginity. Why? I don't know. Why do you want to know? I think that's important. But I'm trying. This topic is really risque for me. Really, really risque. So, you know. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, It sounds to me that is definitely not a joke, but when I tell people, hey, I haven't lost my virginity yet, and they'll be like, ha 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 ha, that's funny, Nate, are you kidding? And get the hell out of here. And I was like, I haven't really. And the moment after, they're like, oh, and I was like, fuck you. So, you know, that's long enough. So please, you know, it's not funny. It takes time. And lately I've been really stressed out because I have just been accepted to college and have these new friends. I haven't made acquaintance yet, and I have no plan to, and I was afraid of being left alone and stuff. So please bear with me for a little bit. It's good that I, you know, at least I keep doing the fucking podcast. If you don't like this one, you know, stay tuned for another one. It might get better. So thank you.